Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of March, and I'm recording at 10:10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, the tone in Asia was really established by Wall Street last Friday, when it sold off a bit sharply from the highs, and so we generally had downward markings of indices in the Asian region. The exception was mainland China. And while the Hang Seng indices from Hong Kong were down a little bit, the Shanghai Composite Index, the most important of the mainland indices, was up 1.89%. And that, as it had started off a little soft, that produced an upside key day reversal. It's been in a trading range now for, about a couple of months here right now. I think just consolidating the very, very strong gains that it saw at year-end last year. But elsewhere, we saw modest declines for the most part, except for India. India had been fairly strong and was overbought and overextended prior to today's action, but it got clipped for just over 2% on the BSE Sensex Index and also the Nifty 50 Index. The interesting thing about India is when it goes down, the general comment is, well, it's a bit expensive. And fair enough, it is. When it goes up, people tend to say, well, it's not cheap, but then it deserves to have these higher multiples because the business plans of Prime Minister Narendra Modi are so positive. And I think they're both right, but I think it's the verdict on Modi, and more importantly, the policies that we see Modi instituting and all the goodwill that's directed towards India. That's the most important factor overall, and I think it bodes very well for investors over the medium to longer term. But meanwhile, given that downward dynamic that we saw in here today on India, that suggests that we'll get a little bit more mean reversion. It is somewhat overextended relative to its 200-day moving average before the bull market is resumed. And if it does come down and test the MA, that would be a buying opportunity more likely than not. Elsewhere, the European markets were mostly a little lower. The German DAX index was an exception, doing only up 0.25% here overall. The Italian market did better, up 0.5%, and just over 0.5%. The others were all slightly lower on the day, so it was a fairly quiet day overall. And the interesting thing about Germany, though, is, and you could also say this is, applies to a lesser extent to France, but these two markets, but especially Germany, are the main beneficiaries from the much more competitive euro. And contrast that with the United States, where currency, the strength of the dollar is a headwind. And it's just ideal, though, for these European autonomies and other big multinational companies within the region. Now, looking at Wall Street, it was better. It certainly didn't offset Friday's gains, but we had 0.75% higher on the Dow and the S&P. A little less, 0.39% higher, and just under a third of a percentage gain by NASDAQ. That's the NASDAQ Composite Index. But commodities were weak, and that weighed on Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. Brazil down sharply, 1.6%. Now, looking at the currencies, and of course, the dollar had such a big upside day last Friday. And interestingly, it's firm in here today. It's only up slightly, but it's not given up any of those gains that we saw on Friday. In fact, it's just added a little bit more. Among the currencies of general interest here, the Australian dollar is just about unchanged, 0.7704. The euro, which very topical, but that's a little lower, 1.0850. And sterling unchanged here at 1.5128. But certainly sterling is far more competitive than it was sort of in back in December. And the euro is even more competitive, having fallen quite sharply recently, as you're probably well aware. In the commodity markets, we have a, I mentioned softness, and I think the industrial metals are lower. Precious metals, mostly a little lower, although gold currently after hours is up about 40 cents. And no big moves there. The grains and beans, U.S. grains and beans, are slightly steadier in here today, but coffee, sugar, cocoa, all lower, and oil prices are also lower. The important Brent crude is down $1.20 to 58.53. So it really has run into resistance in the low $60 region, and it looks susceptible to a bit further pullback given all the oil that is being stored. So there's plenty of it around, as they say. And did I mention the bonds, the U.S. bonds? Despite the firmer tone on Wall Street, the bond yield came down a little bit in here today to 2.19. So it's still within that. Well, no, it's not. I was about to say it's still within that trading range on either side of two. It broke out on Friday to the upside, and when it rallied up to 2.24, 2.25 at the high. And it looks like a little consolidation of that gain in here today. The trend there for that U.S. bond will be important, and if it rallies up sharply towards that 3% level, I know that's a long way off at this stage, but the market can move quickly in this environment, and investors will be thinking about the Fed's first interest rate hike sometime perhaps between June and September, and they will also be considering the overall improvement of the US economy. But on data, while the latest data has been encouraging, it's been, three steps forward, two steps back kind of recovery overall. So more mixed data, but overall leaves us with an environment that I think is still really quite friendly for the stock markets, particularly where we have the quantitative easing going on, and that's mainly Japan and Europe. And Europe, of course, starting just this month. And while that was anticipated and creating some short-term overbought conditions in the U.S. indices, any pullback during a consolidation, I think, is another buying opportunity for the short to medium term. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.